The Cardinals of St. Louis and the Dodgers of L.A. are gathered to determine who will have the chance to play the Tigers of Detroit unless the Red Sox can prevail. For most of the last century, that team could only fail, but in 04 the Red Sox won and also in 07, so can Detroit derail the Hub's ascent again to heaven? We'll watch, like lots of people do, when baseball matters more than almost anything that we could all be watching for. None of the four teams still standing in baseball's postseason lacks for stars. Access to star athletes can be difficult, even for public radio sports show hosts who've been on the air for over two decades, but it has not yet been a problem for reporter Haley Smilo of Sports Illustrated Kids. Ms. Smilo, 12 years old, has interviewed over 20 big leaguers. She joins me now. Haley, how did you get into the business of sports reporting?
I got into the business from contacting a man named Nathan Glinkenbeard. Nathan's the editor, and my dad talked to him, and then Nathan asked me if I wanted to interview baseball players, and I said sure, and so now I work for Baseball Youth and Nathan.
Now, you've done over 20 interviews. Do you have a favorite among those 20?
My favorite interviews would be with A.J. Pierzynski, because he's a good family guy, Chris Medlin, and he also gave me his hat. Gary Jones, because he was in the minors for a really long time, and I learned a lot from him. Then Ian Kadish, a minor league player, getting to talk to a guy who's still trying to accomplish his dreams.
We've got some tape here of you interviewing Toronto Blue Jays reliever Casey Jansen in September of 2012. So let's listen to that for a minute.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I enjoy cooking chicken or steak at home on the barbecue.
That sounds like a lot for a baseball player because half of the players I interview say they don't even really know how to cook.
I love that response from Jansen because it's so honest. How do you prepare for your interviews so that you don't get the same old boring answers that the rest of us get when we talk to baseball players?
I prepare by researching baseball players, and then I also look at previous interviews I've done to see if any questions make sense for them. And I look at all the regular interviews to make sure I don't ask the same questions as most of the people do.
Well, that's very wise, I think. So did you know that Casey Jansen was a guy who enjoyed barbecuing?
No, I did not know that before I went into the interview. But I had a feeling that he either knew how to cook or didn't.
You've had a lot of experience interviewing major leaguers already, but do you look forward to perhaps a dream interview?
A dream interview would be Mariano Rivera, who's retired from the Yankees, or Derek Jeter, because I'm a big Yankee fan.
Do you have any particular plans for this postseason?
For the postseason, I do have some other things that I'm doing, I think, but I could be totally wrong, so we'll have to see. I play soccer 3 days a week, so I like to play soccer, but I like to watch baseball.
Do you have any advice for other 12-year-olds who might be perhaps looking to a career in sports journalism?
I say to them, stay confident in yourself. Think about what you can do, and don't give up and say, I quit or this is too hard. And I know it's a lot of extra work, but it does pay off, and it is a fun thing to do.
Do you think you're going to stay with it? Is this what you intend to do when you grow up?
I like it a lot, and I don't know if things do change, but it is something fun and something everybody asks me, and my true answer is I don't know. And maybe, maybe not, but I do enjoy doing it as of now.
Haley Smilo has, along with her family, been to 22 of the 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. She's reported for SI Kids, Junior Baseball Magazine, and many other publications. And you can link to Haley's interview with Carl Jansen at onlyagame.org. Haley, thank you very much for speaking with me. Now go out and get a goal or two, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
Take me out to the crowd.
Will you loud?
And then buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one,
yes,
two,
yes.
Three strikes, you're out.